Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll give you the current league leaders and standings in the association. And also, we've got some news on a team clinching home court advantage. And also, one team has punched their ticket in for the play-in tournament. So all of that and so much more coming up on this edition of the program. You stay tuned. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off discussing Bronny James. Bronny James has been in the spotlight since the day he was born. His father, LeBron James, one of the greatest players in the history of the NBA. Bronny, along with his brother Bryce and his sister Zori, have been featured in countless magazine articles, been on radio shows, television shows, the list goes on. LeBron, along with his wife Savannah, have featured Bronny and his siblings in many media outlets. We followed Bronny from the time he was little to his high school career in Southern California. And we even continue to follow Bronny's journey entering college at USC. Bronny, just when he was starting to kind of come into his own, as not just as a man, but as a player at USC, something tragic happened on July 24th of 2023. Bronny went into cardiac arrest caused by a congenital heart defect. Bronny was released from the hospital several days later, but that raised a lot of eyebrows and a lot of questions about his athletic future, his NBA future. Would the possibility ever happen one day with Bronny and his dad LeBron joining forces and possibly playing on the same NBA team? Well, that dream may come true. Recently, Bronny announced on his Instagram page that he will enter the 2024 NBA draft. However, he will maintain his college eligibility and he will also enter the transfer portal. So I have a lot of questions about this. Number one, as I mentioned earlier, Bronny, highly recruited coming out of high school, great skills, 6'3", 180, shooting guard. Also could play the point as well. We knew about Bronny's pedigree in high school. We've seen very little of him in college. Of course, he went into suffered that cardiac arrest and that issue that he had with his heart as a result of having a heart defect. Going through that, having very little experience in the college ranks. So I have questions first off about not getting enough time playing college ball. That's number one. Number two, issues with his health. What's his heart going to be like going forward? Does he have the stamina enough to, in fact, if he does play in the NBA this year, what's going to happen just in terms of him going up against NBA quality talent, being on playing on a high level? Is he going to be able to withstand the stamina and the conditioning? Will his heart be able to handle it? And also, too, from a skill set standpoint, does he have enough developed skills to go out all out for to play primarily an 82-game NBA season? There's a lot of questions behind this. I have very mixed emotions about this. Me personally, I think he should play at least one, maybe two more years, if not at USC, play at another school, wherever he decides to transfer, if that is the case. I think he needs more experience under his belt, another year. I think me personally, two more years of college ball, then to consider entering the NBA draft. As I stated earlier, the reasons such as still he needs to still develop his skills, the issues with his health, primarily his heart. And then, two, we just haven't seen enough of him, enough of his development going, taking that transition, going over from high school to college. There's a lot of questions surrounding Bronny. Whatever happens, I'm sure, I know his dad is definitely giving him advice, and a lot of people that are close to him are giving him advice. But this is an interesting one right here with Bronny James announcing that he's going to enter the 2024 NBA draft while maintaining his college eligibility, and he'll also enter the transfer portal. It's going to be a lot of questions with this one, more questions than answers. My next storyline is going to be the Milwaukee Bucks. Adrian Griffin was the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks for much of the first half of the season. when Coach Griffin was the head coach of the Bucks, Milwaukee had the second best record in the Eastern Conference and in the NBA with a record of 30-13. Unfortunately, things don't always go as the way you plan, not just in life, but in professional sports. Coach Griffin was fired. 3 days later, Doc Rivers was hired as the head coach of the Bucks. Things have not been the same since that hire. Since Doc Rivers has been the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, his coaching record, the Bucks are actually 15-15 as this show is currently airing. I repeat that one more time. The Bucks, under head coach Doc Rivers, they currently have a record of 15-15. Now let that sink in for a moment. When Adrian Griffin was the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks before being fired, they have a record of 30-13. Now that since Doc Rivers has been the head coach of the Bucks, Milwaukee has a record of 15-15. Something has got to give. And with all of this talent that Milwaukee has with acquiring Damian Lillard in the offseason with that big trade from Portland, you've got Brooke Lopez, you've got Bobby Portis, you've got Chris Middleton, you got Jay Crowder, you got Pat Connaughton, you got Patrick Beverley, one of the best defenders in the league. And of course, you got Giannis. Yeah, Giannis Antetokounmpo, right? With all of this talent, Milwaukee should be the cream of the crop in the East, or should at least have a commanding lead in second place currently in the Eastern Conference. Mm-mm. Not by a long shot. I don't know what's going on since Doc has gotten there. We know Doc Rivers is a respected coach, did good things with the Orlando Magic, did some great things with the Boston Celtics winning an NBA championship, had great talent with the Clippers. They fell short. So it's so much Doc again. Proven track record, he's been solid, and of course, failed to live up to the expectations with the Philadelphia 76ers. Doc has got the coaching pedigree, but I don't know what it is. I mean, he's had talent everywhere that he has gone, and just could never put it together. And I don't know what's going to happen with Milwaukee. I mean, currently, since Doc has taken over, as I stated earlier, the Bucks have had a record of 15-15 since Doc Rivers has been the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. So far, it's been a rough April for them. They've lost two games. March, they went 8-6. The month of February, they went 7-5. So this has just been a roller coaster ride since Doc Rivers has been the coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. I think Milwaukee needs to rethink this decision of hiring Coach Rivers. This is not what I expected. This is not what a lot of NBA fans expected. And a change is going to have to come sooner or later. And for my last storyline is going to be the Boston Celtics. So the Boston Celtics, I mentioned earlier about the Milwaukee Bucks not living up to expectations this season. But the Boston Celtics, man, they have superseded expectations this year. The Boston Celtics, not only have they clinched a playoff spot, but they've also clinched home court advantage throughout the playoffs. Yes, the Boston Celtics, they have been consistent from start, and you could say to finish, because the regular season is just about winding down. Jason Tatum, MVP candidate. You could put Jaylen Brown in the mix as well. Drew Holiday, veteran leadership. He brings the defense. Al Horford brings his veteran leadership. For the most part, Kristaps Porzingis, he has been healthy this year. Derek White, you know what he brings to the table with his solid defense and his long-range shooting. Peyton Pritchard, coming off the bench, being productive. Sam Hauser, he's productive as well. And kudos to Joe Mazzulla, who definitely deserves strong consideration for this year's Coach of the Year honors. The Boston Celtics, they have just been on point, and they've never let up. They didn't let up before the All-Star break, and they have not let up since the All-Star break. And as we wind down the NBA regular season, the Boston Celtics, man, they have done it and then some. And I tell you one thing, Jason and Jaylen, one of the best tandems, one of the best duos in the NBA. And if, knock on wood, if everything continues to go pretty smoothly for the most part, they have the opportunity to be one of the best duos in the history of the NBA if everything plays out well. But Boston, they've set themselves up perfectly. They've got home court advantage throughout the playoffs, and this is going to be good because even though, as I stated earlier, Milwaukee has not lived up to the expectations since Doc Rivers has been head coach, Milwaukee can still pose problems in the playoffs. And also, you've got Cleveland in the mix. You've got Orlando. They've had a surprise season this year. The New York Knicks are coming on strong. They're getting back on their winning ways. You've got Indiana as well. So Boston knows the competition, but they're very confident and have reason to be confident and sure of themselves and sure of their abilities as they clinch home court advantage throughout the playoffs. And that takes care of our top three storylines. Now it's time for some more news and notes around the league. First, we have another retirement, Rajon Rondo. Yes, after his glory, I should say, his prime years being served with the Boston Celtics and playing a season with the Dallas Mavericks, the Sacramento Kings, also playing for the Chicago Bulls, the New Orleans Pelicans, a couple of seasons with the Los Angeles Lakers, and then playing for the Hawks, Clippers, then going back to the Lakers and then ending his career with the Cleveland Cavaliers, Rajon Rondo has announced his retirement. Rajon was a two-time NBA champion. Of course, he was a part of the championship team with the Los Angeles Lakers that won in the bubble in 2020, and then in 2008 was a very, very influential in helping the Boston Celtics win that title during that year with Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, of course, head coach Doc Rivers being at the helm with the C's. And when I think about Rajon Rondo, first, here's some of Rondo's career highlights. Two-time NBA champion, four-time NBA All-Star, also an All-NBA third team, a two-time NBA All-Defensive first team, also a two-time NBA All-Defensive second team. Also, he led the league in assists 3 years in a row. Also, he led the league 1 year in steals. Also was a member of the NBA All-Rookie second team. So when I think of Rajon Rondo in his career, some of the things that come to my mind is tenacity, toughness, and the defense. Rondo was a stingy defender. He was so tenacious, just not only on the defensive side, but also with his solid dribbling, ball handling skills. Wasn't a three-point shooter, but he got his when he was open and he got his shots off at the right time. So his defense, his tenacity, and just his toughness. I mean, I mentioned earlier about him being a part of the 2008 Boston Celtics championship team with Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and also Ray Allen. But I would say the ones that brought the toughness and the tenacity and the defense on that championship team was Tony Allen and Rajon Rondo. So Rondo, stellar career, again, a two-time NBA champion, multiple all-star appearances, and a guy that's going to be known, in my opinion, for his tenacity, his toughness, and his defense. Also, some more news to pass along to you. The Philadelphia 76ers got their MVP back, Joel Embiid. Embiid returned to the 76ers on April the 2nd with the big victory over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Of course, Embiid was out for 29 games after suffering a torn meniscus in his knee. And so certainly Embiid's comeback is definitely at the right time because the 76ers are still trying to punch their ticket to get a higher playoff spot. So Joel coming back at the right time, that's a great news for Nick Nurse, because now this comes off of the heels of Tyrese Maxey recently coming off of his injury. Kelly Oubre has played very well as of late. Of course, Tobias Harris doing what he does best, getting some nice shots off. So that's definitely a heaven sent for the 76ers and getting Joel Embiid back. And we have from one player coming back from an injury to another player that's going to miss the rest of the year due to an injury. New York Knicks center Julius Randle will be out for the remainder of the 2024 season. He's going to undergo surgery on his right shoulder. And you know, that's tough because when I think about one of the best shooting big men in the league, there's Karl Anthony Towns. You also have Joel Embiid. You have Nikola Jokic. And you can add Julius Randle to the list as well. Julius, you know him as a tenacious defender, someone that is just on the glass, getting rebounds. And that's such a bad break for the Knicks. But if there's any silver lining to this, the Knicks, they've got Jalen Brunson, and the Knicks are seeming to continue to ride the wave that they're currently on right now. When you have Jalen Brunson and you've got Josh Hart. You've got Dante DiVincenzo. Of course, Mitchell Robinson with the defense and the rebounding. The Knicks seem to be poised to finish out the regular season on a bright note and maintain that playoff spot. But tough break for the New York Knicks, as again their center Julius Randle will be out for the remainder of the 2024 season as he will undergo surgery on his right shoulder. And that takes care of your news and notes in and around the association. All right, now it's time for our current league leaders in the association. Let's start off with points per game. The current leading scorer in the NBA is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. He's averaging close to 34 points per game. Coming in at number two is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. At number three, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from the Oklahoma City Thunder. At number four, Jalen Brunson from the New York Knicks. At number five, Devin Booker from the Phoenix Suns. Next category is rebounds per game. At number one, representing the Sacramento Kings, Domantas Sabonis. He's averaging close to 14 rebounds per game. At number two, Rudy Gobert from the Minnesota Timberwolves. At number three, from the Los Angeles Lakers, Anthony Davis. At number four, Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. And at number five, Jalen Duren from the Detroit Pistons. Next category is going to be field goal percentage. At number one, Daniel Gafford from the Dallas Mavericks. He's shooting 71% from the field. At number two, Rudy Gobert. At number three, representing the Los Angeles Clippers, Ivica Zubac. At number four, Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers. And at number five, Nick Claxton from the Brooklyn Nets. Next category is going to be assists per game. At number one, representing the Indiana Pacers, Tyrese Halliburton. He's averaging 11 assists per game. At number two, Luka Doncic. At number three, Nikola Jokic. At number four, from the Los Angeles Clippers, James Harden. And at number five, Domantas Sabonis. Next category is steals per game. At number one, representing the Oklahoma City Thunder, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's averaging over two steals per game. At number two, representing the Sacramento Kings, De'Aaron Fox. At number three, representing the Portland Trailblazers, Matisse Thybulle. At number four, from the Chicago Bulls, Alex Caruso. And at number five, Kawhi Leonard from the Los Angeles Clippers. Next category is going to be blocks per game. At number one, representing the San Antonio Spurs, Victor Wembanyama. He's averaging 3.5 blocks per game. And tied for second, Walker Kessler from the Utah Jazz. And Brooke Lopez from the Milwaukee Bucks. At number four, Anthony Davis. And at number five, Chet Holmgren from the Oklahoma City Thunder. Next category is going to be three-point field goals made. At number one, representing the Golden State Warriors, Stephen Curry. At number two, Luka Doncic. At number three, from the New York Knicks, Dante DiVincenzo. At number four, the other Splash brother representing the Golden State Warriors, Klay Thompson. And at number five, representing the Los Angeles Clippers, Paul George. Next category is going to be three-point percentage. At number one, Grayson Allen from the Phoenix Suns. He's shooting 46% from three-point range. At number two, Luke Kennard from the Memphis Grizzlies. He's shooting 45% from three-point range. Tied for third, Sam Hauser from the Boston Celtics and Mike Conley from the Minnesota Timberwolves. And at number five, Norman Powell from the Los Angeles Clippers. And the last category that we have is minutes played. At number one, representing the Charlotte Hornets, Miles Bridges. He's averaging almost 38 minutes per game. At number two, representing the Chicago Bulls, DeMar DeRozan. At number three, from the Philadelphia 76ers, Tyrese Maxey. At number four, Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. And at number five, Kevin Durant. And that takes care of your current league leaders in the NBA. All right, now it's time for our current standings in the NBA. We've got a couple of teams that have clinched their play-in positions to punch their ticket into the play-in tournament. And we've got one team that has clinched home court advantage, specifically in the Eastern Conference. Let's start off with the standings in the Eastern Conference. In first place, the Boston Celtics. They have a record of 60 wins and 16 losses. So for Boston, not only have they clinched a playoff spot, but they've also clinched home court advantage throughout the playoffs. So the road to the Eastern Conference will go through Boston, specifically the Boston Celtics. So with Boston not only clinching a playoff spot, but most importantly, clinching home court advantage throughout the playoffs, the road to the Eastern Conference will go through Boston. So Boston's currently in first place with a record of 60-16. Coming in second place are the Milwaukee Bucks with a record of 47-29. In third place are the Cleveland Cavaliers with a record of 46-31. Coming in fourth are the Orlando Magic. In fifth are the New York Knicks, followed in sixth by the Indiana Pacers. And in seventh place, we have the Miami Heat. And in eighth place, we have the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, we have two teams that have clinched a position to participate in the play-in tournament. In ninth place, the Chicago Bulls. They have a record of 36-40. And in 10th place, we have the Atlanta Hawks. They have a record of 36-41. So both Chicago and Atlanta have punched their ticket to participate in this year's play-in tournament. For those of you that may not be familiar with what the play-in tournament is, for teams that are in 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th place, they will participate in the play-in tournament to get a spot, to get the last two playoff spots in the Eastern Conference. That's the 7th and the 8th seed. So currently, Chicago's in 9th place. Atlanta currently in 10th place, but Chicago and Atlanta have both clinched their positions to participate in the play-in tournament. And the rest of the standings, we have Brooklyn in 11th place, followed by Toronto, Charlotte, Washington, and Detroit in last place. So congratulations to the Boston Celtics, not only for clinching a playoff spot, but they've clinched home court advantage throughout the playoffs. And also congratulations to the Chicago Bulls and the Atlanta Hawks. They have clinched positions to play in the play-in tournament. Let's move over now to the Western Conference, where it's dog-eat-dog. Never a dull moment in the West. Let's start off currently in first place. We have the Minnesota Timberwolves with a record of 53-23. In second place, the Denver Nuggets. They have a record of 53-24. And in third place, we have the Oklahoma City Thunder with a record of 52-24. So Minnesota, Denver, and Oklahoma City have all clinched playoff spots. No one has clinched home court as of yet. But however, Minnesota, Denver, and Oklahoma City are the only teams so far in the West that have clinched playoff spots. Here are the rest of the standings in the Western Conference. Coming in fourth place are the Los Angeles Clippers with a record of 48-28, followed by the Dallas Mavericks in fifth with a record of 46-30. The Phoenix Suns are in sixth place with a record of 45-31, followed by the New Orleans Pelicans in seventh, the Sacramento Kings come in eighth, followed by the Los Angeles Lakers are in ninth place. We have the Golden State Warriors in 10th place, and then the Houston Rockets are in 11th place. So this could come down, this is going to come down to the wire in terms of placings 4 through 11. There's going to be teams that can either move down and qualify for the play-in tournament, or there could be teams that can move up and qualify for a playoff position and won't have to worry about fighting for a playoff spot in the play-in tournament. Let's continue. Followed in 12th place by the Utah Jazz, followed by Memphis, Portland, and then San Antonio is in last place in the Western Conference. So Minnesota, Denver, and Oklahoma City have clinched playoff spots. But even those top three teams, they're fighting for position in terms of placing and seeding, as well as a lot of teams are fighting to either move up, or there's some teams that could move down and maybe qualify for the play-in tournament. And that would be devastating for a team, say, such as the New Orleans Pelicans, where only a few days ago they were in fifth place, but they've dropped down two spots. Or it could be devastating for a team such as the Houston Rockets that are fighting for a chance to be in the play-in tournament, but Golden State, the LA Lakers, and even Sacramento stands in their way. It's a dogfight, and again, never a dull moment in the NBA, and certainly never a dull moment in the Western Conference. All right, that takes care of our standings. So now it's time to give you the upcoming games, or should I say the most important games that are going to be upcoming for the final week of the NBA regular season. And it's coming down to the wire. A lot of teams trying to secure playoff seeds, while a lot of teams are just fighting for a chance to be in the play-in tournament. Let's start off with the most important games on Sunday, April the 7th. A great one out on the West Coast in Los Angeles between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Los Angeles Clippers, followed by the Battle of Texas between the Houston Rockets and the Dallas Mavericks. Got a great one in Indiana between the Miami Heat and the Indiana Pacers, followed by the Oklahoma City Thunder going up against the Charlotte Hornets. The New Orleans Pelicans go up against the Phoenix Suns. The New York Knicks square off against the Milwaukee Bucks. And we got an intriguing matchup with the Sacramento Kings going up against the Brooklyn Nets. And the Minnesota Timberwolves will go up against the Los Angeles Lakers. On Tuesday, April the 9th, we've got a good one between the Miami Heat and the Atlanta Hawks, followed by the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks. Then we have the Sacramento Kings going up against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Good one between the New York Knicks and the Chicago Bulls. If you remember that rivalry, especially during the 80s and really much of the 90s, man, Jordan, Pippen, John Starks, Patrick Ewing, Charles Oakley, Anthony Mason, B.J. Armstrong, Scott Williams, just to name a few. Knicks and Bulls, they're going to be playing. And also, we've got a good one between the Los Angeles Clippers going up against the Phoenix Suns. And, of course, the Battle of California, the Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Lakers. Stephen Curry, LeBron James, they'll meet up once again. And then on Wednesday, April the 10th, we have a good one between the Dallas Mavericks and the Miami Heat. The Orlando Magic go up against the Milwaukee Bucks. Also, we got a good one between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Denver Nuggets, which maybe it may be a preview of this year's Western Conference Final. We'll have to see. Followed by the Phoenix Suns going up against the Los Angeles Clippers. Thursday, April the 11th, we have the New York Knicks going up against the Boston Celtics. And we have the New Orleans Pelicans going up against the Sacramento Kings. Friday, April the 12th, we have the Orlando Magic going up against the Philadelphia 76ers, followed by the Indiana Pacers going up against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Also, we got an intriguing matchup between the Atlanta Hawks and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Also, we've got a good one between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Also, we got the New Orleans Pelicans going up against the Golden State Warriors, and the Phoenix Suns will take on the Sacramento Kings. And then on the final day of the regular season, Sunday, April the 14th, we have the Atlanta Hawks going up against the Indiana Pacers. The New York Knicks will go up against the Chicago Bulls, followed by the Milwaukee Bucks going up against the Orlando Magic. Also, we've got an interesting matchup with the Dallas Mavericks going up against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Also, we've got the Phoenix Suns going up against the Minnesota Timberwolves. And we have the Houston Rockets going up against the Los Angeles Clippers. That game should be interesting because the Rockets, if they can have a winning streak together, put a winning streak together coming down the stretch, they have an opportunity to grab one of those spots to be in the play-in tournament. We'll have to pay attention to see how the Rockets go from now until the end of the regular season, especially that game against the Los Angeles Clippers. And then we have the Los Angeles Lakers against the New Orleans Pelicans, which could dictate either the Pelicans moving up or the Pelicans moving down to have a play-in spot. Do the Lakers move up or do the Lakers maintain one of those play-in spots, or are they out of contention? That's something we have to pay attention to, and that takes care of your most important games for the final week of the NBA regular season. Regular season was good, but now the stakes are getting high now, and we're heading into the postseason now. We're making that run into the play-in tournament, and then after that, the playoffs will be here. So things are going to start getting intense and hot and heavy in the NBA. Well, I thank you so much for joining me with another exciting edition of the program. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you take care. Have a great one.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be present in Louisiana. Select parishes only. Licensee partner Amelia Bell Casino.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be present in Louisiana. Select parishes only. Licensee partner Amelia Bell Casino.
¿Qué tan poderoso es Cox Internet? Tan poderoso que los miembros de tu banda en Vegas, Phoenix y Rhode Island podrán practicar como si estuvieran juntos. Obtén velocidades gig con el poder de fibra de Cox. Cox, siempre construyendo para el futuro. Basado en velocidades de descarga de hasta 1 gigabit por segundo. Cox Internet está conectado al edificio con una conexión coaxial. Las velocidades varían y no están garantizadas. Aplican los términos de Cox y otras restricciones.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.
At Cox Mobile, we know you're smart. You make coffee ice cubes for your cold brew. You also added Cox Mobile so you can save on your Cox internet. So smart. Cox Mobile. Cox postpaid internet required. Prices exclude taxes, device activation, and other fees and charges, which are subject to change. Other terms and conditions apply. Learn more at cox.com/mobile.